How's it going, you beautiful, wonderful, wonderful, open-hearted, courageous, willing to try something new before you deny something rare, people? Thank you for tuning in to this episode. I am DS Yancey, or Sebastian, or Darius, or Yancey, whichever you want to call me. And again, thank you for being here for P4P, Board Games and Short Stories. I have not dropped an episode in some time, but there are so many good things to dig into. I'll go ahead and say that I do have another art show coming up. You know that the board game slowed down so I could finish the story, which I have tremendous news about that story, as well as some other info on my latest trip that I had in Austin that was just meant for me to relax and ended up becoming one of the greatest opportunities that I can have going into 2024. I'll first start off and say, again, with the board games, I brought them to a pause because I wanted to finish this book. I was dedicated to finishing this book, and I got in my feelings and got cocky and got it done, or so I thought, but then I involved something that was super amazing, which is beta readers. Now, these beta readers, it's taking a chance of getting gut punched and hearing someone say that your story is just poop. And I will tell you, and I'm not going to dig into that, aside from how I feel and me being my biggest fan, they've all let me know that it is far from that and it is a great story. But now I'm going to dig into the ways in which they let me know I should work on things. Those were the gut punches, but I've already dealt with such things, so I was able to continue and progress and take what they said and use it in the rightful manner. Thing number one, there's a character I did not dig into in part one of this book. Now, a Phytomian story, Survival of a Bloodline. Oh, sorry, first, the title got changed. It was a Phytomian story part 1-3. And the title had gotten changed to a Phytomian story, Survival of a Bloodline, because it is about these beings, these Phytomians, who more or less are trying to preserve their bloodline even after the chaos has come onto their planet and shook up everything. So the title is more fitting. Now, going back to what I was saying, there was a certain character that I hadn't dug into, and when it comes to beta readers, you have to remember everybody's perceiving everything differently. So I learned how to take all of what they're saying and decipher between opinions and things that really need to be addressed in the book. Because at the end of the day, no matter what we read, we watch, movie, TV show, here, we're all going to perceive something differently. So what is the juice? And the juice for me that I needed to start drinking was, what are they all saying that is similar? And this was the character. They all brought up a certain character. And with that character, they brought up a certain relationship that character had, and it just led to this rabbit hole of questions for me that I needed to address. And again, as I say, in part one of the book, I more or less treated it like a summation, as it was written some time ago, while part two and part three of the book was written to a very detailed manner, and that was where most of the care was given, as into sharing what was going on in the story. So me going back and making those changes, I'll say has been super easy so far. But when I do say that, please don't take it as, I'm not saying this is not tough. It is tough. The entire process of writing is it's strenuous. And think about in the world that we live in, it's not really catered to you getting up and being motivated to write. But for me, aside from it being tough, my love outweighs that. And as long as I'm on the side of love when I'm doing what I'm doing, there's nothing that can stand against me and stop me. But again, I started digging into this character, and all the story and everything, the lore is within me. And instead of me just making it a summation, now going into them, the relationship, it is garnering something that people let me know they wanted, and they wanted to feel attached to this one character. And he's not the only person that this entire thing is about, but he's definitely a Kickstarter. He's a Kickstarter. So I can't be shy in what I share, and I was shy in what I share because I don't mind saying that he's He is a derivative of myself, in this cosmic way. And being honest and open feels good, and it's allowed me to share his truths from the fictional world, combined with my own. And I'm just so excited, because as I've had beta readers go back and read how I've made the changes or additions to this story, they love it. And I love it. I love it. Again, honesty is the way, y'all. It's that being honest, that's the part that doesn't take as much work. But beyond that, me redoing part one of this book has shifted it from, so far, from 74,000 words to 91,000 words. So a lot more is being given, and I'm happy that y'all are here for this entire process. Now, going forward, I'm about to approach my second art show, and in Austin, which is going to be tomorrow. How cool is that? Excited, because all I have is these very beautiful pieces, graphic covers that I've made that represent all these pivotal moments in my stories. And I'm taking them there. Yes, some of them will be for sale, but I say some because some of them will not. There are two canvases I created that are focused on one, my character Starsight, who is a gorgeous being that was made to retrieve the essences that have been left throughout multiple realities by the highest powers within this universe, or the universe that I've created. This character came to me during a time where I don't want to use the word depressed, but where I was, my mind wasn't stable, and writing in that moment, honestly, just like it was like the perfect stress reliever. And when I looked up and I was done writing, I probably had like, I don't know, 3,000, 4,000 words done. I liked the direction it went with this character, and how complex he is in his ways of achieving good without harming said the mortal's realms, the mortal realms of which he enters, but also finds peace in helping them in some of their endeavors, which creates a challenging situation between him and the very gods that made him. His name is Starsight, and I'm sorry I nerded out. It's hard not to. I love my stuff. I'm a fan. I'm my own fan. I'm a fan of it all. I really am. And then the other one cover it. Oh, and behind Starsight, you'll see this on my Instagram page if you're there, is many comic covers literally behind his face, which represents how he's able to be in all these different times, and writing for that character is so fun. But the other one is another cover that focuses on my comic covers, and then it's split in half with all of the youthful entities that I've made that are derivatives of these same characters for the said children's books that I plan on also writing after my book is done and published. And I have already written three stories that will be between 15 to 20 pages that focuses on the lessons that my novel goes over, but in a way that kids can learn. The power of friendship, love, how to manage your emotions. There's one that has to do with boxing, and that book is actually how boxing helps such things. And that book is actually focused around a character called Tyson Wonders, who is a real character that's already being written about. But again, I will have this a derivative of him in a youthful form for the children to read, or for the parents to read to their children. I am moving at a pace that literally is untamed, and I have no intention of trying to tame what has been released within me to now be out and around me for everyone to indulge in. This is the reality of my imagination that you are witnessing, and my heart beats for this. And it's not about what you keep.
It's about what you leave. And I know that none of us are going to be here forever. So second to my children, this is everything. And I'm just ranting, but before I bring it to a close, what other information would I like to share? I did get my daughter a desk. We both have the same exact desk, roll top desk. She comes in, she draws while I write. We both have our little Chromebooks, and I'm showing her while I do all this that work doesn't have to be something you just it drains you. I'm showing her that it's fun and it's okay to do what you love. I feel we all have encountered moments in our lives where we're driven to a place of not feeling like we're doing what we need to, or we are enjoying ourselves, is it worth it to go for this? What good can come out of it? And I'm just not one of those beings, nor will I teach my children to be. Same goes for Ezra. I'm gonna help them to grow and know that, hey, you are capable of whatever you put your mind to. And that comes with hard work though as well. Please go and follow the page. I will be uploading pictures of so much from the art show. I have many pictures of the quotes from the story uploaded. And again, the beta readers, their feedback that they're constantly giving me, in addition to the feedback I shared you, is giving me so much more fuel. I'm sharing those things too. So come read, see what they're saying. This is what it is. This is not up for debate or question as to what's happening. It's happening, okay? It's happening. Get ready for this universe. Get ready for the day to come when one day you're cosplaying as one of these characters and giving your theories as to what's gonna happen. Again, I want a huge book reading club when it's all said and done. I'm moving to get this stuff done. I'm not gonna be quiet. This is a book. And we're in a world of social media too, so I'm not gonna be quiet, sit back and just try to finish it all correctly one way and then be like, all right, look at what I got. No, watch me work to where this is now standing where everybody can see it, and then jump in with me, because you'll know that I did not waver, not once. And I thank you for bearing witness, and I love you all. Peace.